The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I will never say this on the podcast. I will never say it out loud. Should I say it?
I have no idea what you're about to say.
I had a dream last night, like a bad, bad dream. I'm wondering.
Were you in a nightmare?
Oh, yeah, you could use that word. That would work. I woke up with this horrible feeling. I'm wondering, though, as a therapist, like, do you ever talk about people's dreams and what their dreams mean?
All the time.
What?
Well, because I do grief work. So with grief, we talk about dreams and, there's a lot of, we process, right? We're processing when we're dreaming, hence the eye movements that are going on. You're processing information. So yes, we dive into dreams all the time. Does that mean I'm going to dive into your dream right now? Let's do it.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say, I guess I'm in the right place because I think dream stuff is strange. I have my own way of approaching dreams, but okay, this is the dream that I had. I had a dream. It's so bizarre. I can't even really express it. Okay. But my best friend was in labor having a baby, and the gravitational pull of the earth was failing. So somehow we were like in space.
Oh my God. This is mind boggling to me right now.
Yes. Yes. And like every, I don't know, a few minutes, whatever we were in, it like kind of dropped. Like we.
Did it make the baby come out faster?
No.
Do you feel like? No, that sucks.
No. And I remember where there was like conversation going on. Like, what are we trying to focus on here? She's having the baby. This thing that we're on is dropping periodically, kind of like the feel that you have when you're on a roller coaster.
Ooh, like your stomach. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And then I woke up. That was the dream that I had.
Ooh. Okay, so metaphorically speaking, then what are you afraid you're going to drop right now? Like the world is crashing and it's caving and the ground is giving in.
And it's all very important.
Yes.
It's like
not
literally
too sure
life.
The person in labor, maybe that could be like a transition. Transition's coming.
Wow. You sound like freaking Freud over here.
Dude, me and Sigmund, right? We're on a first name basis.
First name basis.
I don't do last names.
No, I love this about you. Okay, I think you caught it.
I feel like.
It's literally how I woke up this morning, and I think it reflects in some way how I feel at this point of the summer. I mean, not to be too dramatic about it, like the gravitational pull of the earth has stopped working and we're hurtling through space, but kind of.
Okay. So I think because where we're at in the year right now, like we are getting to the end of summer. So there's big transitions coming, and the ground does kind of feel like it gives out when there's a big transition.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you feeling about summer right now?
I'm over it.
Okay, tell me what in particular you're over.
I feel so out of control.
Yeah, same.
I feel so out of control. We traveled, as you all know, it went sideways, and I was really counting on that time, like, we're going to have fun family time. I'm going to feel rested and reconnected and all that bullshit that we think that we're going to get in the summer. Like, oh, it's going to be so magical and slowed down and just, you know, you imagine the summer days and all the things. It was none of that. And when I came back to real life, to my house under construction, to work, to having to manage our schedule again, I fell into as close of panic as I ever have. Days.
The gravitational pull.
Yes.
It's like, there it is. It's pulling you down because it's that time. It's that time where you are craving structure and routine again.
Yes. Right?
So summer starts and you don't want the structure and routine. It feels so good to not have it. Like, kids can get up when they want. You don't have to get lunches packed. It feels so good. Now it's like chaos.
It's chaos.
Do you ever feel like you're sitting in the middle of a tornado? Like, you're just sitting still, but everything is swirling around you?
Yeah, except that,
that
is
my day-to-day.
I'm not sitting still. I'm like running around trying to grab all the disparate pieces and feeling responsible for it all. That's part of what's going on for me, is I feel responsible for it all. And I have been debating all morning if I should say this, because we've talked about this, and I said, I will never say this on the podcast. I will never say it out loud. Should I say it?
I have no idea what you're about to say.
Well,
I'm like, oh,
I'm
going to
say what I was thinking. Teachers.
Oh, good God. Oh, my God. You said it.
I went for it. Teachers, listen. Let me. Okay. Actually,
go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to take a drink of my coffee right now.
You're like, I do not want to be associated with what you're about to say. All the respect in the world for teachers, and I know you have a hard job, but around this time in the summer, I'm like, I don't want to hear about it anymore. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Because yes, your job is hard 9 or 10 months of the year, and my job is hard all the months of the year. Like, I would kill to be off for the summer, even though I know being off for the summer with my kids is hard.
Yeah. I would love to get paid, though, while being home with my kids.
Right. There's a paycheck coming in.
So stay-at-home moms aren't getting paid. I have to work to
we
get,
don't
paid.
Get paid. Right.
I would love to get paid to be at home with my kids in the summer. My stress level for that time, I'm thinking about it in my head, so I could be romanticizing, but I feel like my stress level, if I knew I was getting a paycheck, it could just be home with my kids for 2 months, like my mom was with me.
Yeah.
I just have to say that, I don't know, it's a pretty good deal.
I actually thought about teaching for a little while. I thought about being a middle school math teacher. And honestly, sometimes I think I missed my calling, because I love middle schoolers.
You could always just, you know, revert. You could be a teacher with a podcast instead of a therapist.
That's actually a great idea.
Right? I feel like we have something here. But I agree with you. It is so hard. Camps start at a certain time. I don't know what schedule they're on, because you have to pick them up by like 2:30 or 3. Like, thank goodness I don't work in a office or corporate job where I have to be there from certain hours, but it is insanity. It is insanity right now trying to manage it all.
Well,
insanity.
And like you're saying, though, thank goodness I don't have to be in a corporate job, but the unscheduled / flexible nature of our work and so many women's work is that we are expected to show up everywhere. Like, we're expected to make the schedule work for the family. Actually, Dan and I, my husband and I, had a conversation about this recently, and he's like, but you wanted, one of the reasons that you wanted to do this job is for the flexibility. And I probably did say that out loud, naivete at work, but the flexibility of my work means that I feel like it's all on my shoulders all the time. Like, somehow I have agreed to being the default to make our life work. And it, when it doesn't work, like right now, when my kids are too structured and then unstructured, and this one's got to be here and that one's got to be there, and somehow I'm supposed to have meaningful work and then also like make all that happen. It's just.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I'm right there with you. Well, and I know with this job or, you know, this thing that we decided to do, it was so great with the whole notion of kind of quote unquote part-time. I think part-time is absolute chaos because you try to be full-time in everything. There's no, I mean, and I have zero ability, as we know from one of our previous episodes, to balance things. And my time management is severely, it's terrible, right? And so we're at this time where I'm exhausted from summer. I don't want the like season to end, right? Somebody the other morning was like, oh, it's like a crisp fall morning. And I'm like, calm down. Calm down. We're not there, right? I don't want the weather. I just want the structure and the routine to come back and, you know, wait until May and I'll be ready to throw it all out the door again. However, right now, I feel like this is why Brené Brown talks about kids going back to school as the new year. Not January 1. She talks about that as the new year because I feel like I have all these goals, all these things I want to do when the kids go back to school.
Yes. And if we flash back to 1 year ago, that can get you into trouble too. So we'll have to do our little PSA on not signing up for too many things.
Oh, I
because
already
you're relieved.
Failed. I already failed.
So yes, Coach. People. Yes, Coach Hutchison, you have failed. You have, in fact, failed.
I got my team already. We're good. I got some stuff.
Yeah.
Coach Hutchison over here.
Yes. So typically around this point of the summer, I am feeling that. Like, I want to get back to school. I want to get back to structure. I want to get back to routine. I'm, like, ready. But this year, Jess, I'm feeling a lot of dread. And I think when we come back, we should talk about what that's all about and some of the choices that we have for schooling for our kids and ask the question, how does public school and private school stack up?
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So I don't know when this sense of dread started about this upcoming school year. I think it probably started when I started receiving emails from the school.
You're already getting emails. When you guys are mid-August, you go back in mid-August?
August
20th. You guys 20th. Are already getting emails?
I shit you not. I got over 100 emails yesterday. I am over 100 emails as the coaches were entering practices and games. They must have turned on the notify when something is added. And so all I'm seeing is team snap, team snap, team snap. And it is just like, that is my future. Every one of those emails, it represents something that I have to bring my kids to. And I'm also coaching. So I know I'm giving you shit about being a coach, but I'm also coaching. Every one of those emails.
You said team snap and I started having like heart palpitations because I just got my first two like notifications on team snap yesterday too. Funny. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, it's coming. It's coming. And there's this really long email and I started reading like line one and I was like, yep, nope, not today, Jessica. Can't do it today. I'm doing it.
Going to have to do something with it because I cannot get any other emails now. It's just, there's too much. It's blocking everything. And Here's the dread. One of the other pieces of dread. So the first one, I think, is just a sense that I'm already falling behind, that there's so much coming, that I'm already feeling underwater, and that there's just going to be more expectations placed on us. But very specific to sports, I've coached for a few seasons. Have you coached before, or is this your first coaching?
This will be my first coaching experience, Andrea.
Bless you, child.
I'm an assistant. I know my role.
I think
am
that's
happy
a good...
to take a back seat and let somebody else lead. I will follow.
It is a good, safer place to be.
Right.
Both of the last 2 years, I've had to deal with each year one dickwad parent. That was just the actual worst.
Only one, though? Ooh, I feel like there's multiple dickwads in mine.
Sometimes two. But what I mean is, last year, the school administration had to be brought in because I was like threatened in writing.
Stop.
I'm not kidding.
No, people are nuts.
I am
nuts.
A volunteer, parent, coach, and we had a beautiful season. Everything was going so well. And this parent wanted their kid to play more. Mm-hmm. Threatened in writing. And I just,
it takes all,
between that and like drama that's happened at our school and just, I don't know if this is being somewhere for 8 years and it just changing, but there's no more soft and gentle. There's no more like shine to the new year for me. It's like, I am crusty. I know what it's going to be like. I know the dirty underbelly of the school and the teams and the stuff. And I don't want to be jaded, but I feel jaded.
Well, because once you're in it and you just see the reality of it, I mean, I'm sorry. It's all so damn political nowadays. All of it. Inside the schools, the teams, everything. And we will do an episode on, hey, parents, stop trying to live your like life of regret through your child because it's not doing anybody any good. And please, but my God, the sports, I've watched it. So as now that I'm on the other side for a hot minute, you know, with the assistant coaching, and there was all this moving of members on teams and this person over here and this person. And I've always known, right? I'm not naive to know. And so finally I sent an email and I'm like, so is this like basically coaches just pick who they want? Like they know who's going to be good and we're just going to pick our players? Because if we're going to do that, then I will reselect some people that I haven't selected yet.
Right.
And the person wrote back. I mean, it was very direct and it was a statement. I made a statement.
Yeah, you called it out.
I called it out. I'm like, can we just call it what it is? Mm-hmm. Again, if we will just acknowledge this is what's happening, I'll have less of a problem with it. Yeah, I want to coach these kids. I know these kids. I know what sports they play. I want them on my team. Cool. I'll respect you if you're just honest about it. But this whole like, oh, it's just, you know, it's totally random. Bullshit.
No.
It is such bullshit. And I see it now on the other side and I'm like, my God. Sorry.
No.
Slight tangent because you started talking about the sports and the teams. And I was like, literally, this just happened.
Well,
all of it
comes in with the school year. So much of it is about not just expectations, but the community. And so I told you that there was a part of me that's for a number of reasons considering, like, what if we pulled our kids from private school? We're at a private school. We're at a religious school. It's causing some problems. We have a problem with the sex ed program, which I am going to opt my children out of this year.
And I want to know more about what yours is because the public schools it's a wild, wild west here. And well, I will say our district is very different. We have one district here, but it's funny because we were talking about this, Andrea and I, a couple weeks ago, like a Freaky Friday, because she's like, I just want to pull my kids and put them public. And I'm like, I just want to pull my kids and put them private. Like this whole reverse went because my kids go to public school, her kids go to private school. Mm-hmm. So we actually have both perspectives and it's all...
What makes you think about like going private? Are the things that
draw you?
Do you
want to know the very first thing that draws me? Uniforms.
Oh,
I swear to God.
10 out of 10 recommend.
uniforms because now that we're not allowed to like say anything to anybody because God forbid somebody gets upset about something, mm-hmm. the things these kids are wearing, I mean, elementary is different. We're in elementary. I'm more terrified about middle and high. I'm like, how is that okay to yes. wear? You can't, I'm like, where did the, like, your shorts can't go higher than your fingers, like, memo? Or yep. do you remember in the 90s when you couldn't wear spaghetti straps?
Yes.
And you'd wear the t-shirts with the spaghetti yep. strap. Like, what is happening?
It is
I don't
want to
see any more ass cheeks. I am so over the girl ass cheeks in my face
so
everywhere.
So many ass cheeks. And I've seen, I work really close to a high school, and so they come and invade the Starbucks, you know, like all day long. Like, do you go to class?
Great ass cheeks, but I don't need to see them.
I know. I feel jealous then. I'm having a whole thing. I have to get back to the gym.
Gravity hasn't like kicked in yet for them. So they're nice and high, but I'm like, good Lord, can you put them away?
And like lacy bra tops, girl. I will say on the private school side, this is part of what we deal with is a sense of like kind of some old school gendered things. And how girls are putting up with bullshit mm-hmm. about their uniforms in ways that boys aren't really policed. And to be fair, you know, boys' uniforms are pretty straightforward. But, you know, you get into it and you're like, ew, I don't know that I like this. Still, as a parent, 10 out of 10 recommend uniforms. Everyone should have a uniform.
I agree.
Saves you a lot of money.
Well, and it's just easy, the like fiasco of not having to figure it out in the morning with my oldest, my daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, my son will put on whatever. But I'm like, why can't we just have a dress code?
Right.
You have a dress code everywhere you go in life. You can't walk into your place of profession in this outfit. Why are we letting kids do it in middle school and high school?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to the damn parents. Well, my kids can, like, no. So that same kid's going to try to, like, show up at work the first day in that. It's driving me bonkers.
Yeah, there are no boundaries. There's no here. And I think it's interesting in a private school, I think we expect more of that, you know, that there's going mm-hmm. to be some agreed upon set of behavior. So then when you see either kids or parents violating any reasonable standard of community and kind of expecting that they're allowed to, because they pay to go there, and then kind of feeling like, well, actually, maybe you should leave because you don't like it. And then all the drama around, we've had drama like you wouldn't believe, like absolute throw a bomb into the middle of the thing, destruction. And it's just, I feel like in a private school, we're there for the community.
Right.
And when the community gets blown up, you go, why are we here? Why are we paying this money? Especially when
You pay your tax bill here in Illinois?
And that's $1 billion.
Literally $1 billion. If you live in the state of Illinois, you know exactly what we're talking about. Like, it's asinine how much we pay.
Right. And I feel like, too, part of the reason that we, you know, besides the community, you know, we're going to a religious school. And if we're going to do religion, I want my kids to have a very positive experience. That's what I want. I grew up in a church, like you said, once you know the underbelly, you go, wait, this is all fucked up. And it hurts you, you know? I thought that maybe inside the school it would be different, but it's not. And so I think your experiences of what's going on at the school, how people act, get mixed up with your thoughts around religion and God. And unless my children are like filled with joy and positivity, I don't want to pay for them to go there. I'd rather say, look, let's go to the Wild West of whatever goes in public school and then have, you know, a sense of family and community that's just not so close by going to church on our own.
Yeah. No, it's true. And I have a very good friend who has two kids in private school and is thinking about pulling just one because one is struggling and the other's not because it is such a small community. I mean, at the end of the day, I think parents or me, I don't know parents, but speaking for me, I feel like there's been a loss of control. Mm-hmm. And I think my thoughts about private school is this probably romanticizing this belief that I would have more control mm-hmm. of, you know, different social situations, what's said, what's done, what's taught, if I were in that. And at the end of the day, it's, I mean, there is no perfect If you're listening to this episode and have any thoughts, opinions, let us know. When it comes to the great debate of private school or public school, join the Facebook group, hit us up on there, DM us on Instagram, but tell us what you think. We want to know. Help us settle this debate. Which is better? Which is worse? Are they both horrible? Are they both great? Help us. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think we're going to settle the public versus private debate. Like you said, it's just nothing is quite right. However, when we return from a break, Jess and I are going to tell you the thing that we do agree about that we will never, ever do. Do you want to share what we will never, ever do?
Yeah, we will never. With regards to school? Yes. Here is where we agree, wholeheartedly, 100%. That you will never, and I mean never, they say never say never, but never homeschool my children.
Never.
I'm never working homeschool. To not fuck up my kids. And I'm like, oh, you want to know a real good way to fuck up my kids? Be their teacher, Jess. That'd be a real good way to mess them up.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Hard no on that.
There was a whole season in my early motherhood career where I thought that like a good woman would want to homeschool her kids. And I kind of even looked into this stuff, right?
What?
True facts. And then I realized that I am the least organized person in the world. And I was already failing at the job of being with them all day. If I also felt responsible for making sure that they were like
educated.
Accurately stimulated, that they were educated, that, you know, and that it always felt good, I would have crumbled.
Oh,
thank God I did not go down that road. Okay. This reminds me of an Instagram post. I sent it to you. I don't think you've probably seen it yet.
Oh, no. Was it the
crayons?
We have to like green screen that on our, follow us on Instagram. We have to share this. And yeah, you had the, where you put under it, I'm waiting for somebody to say this is a joke. And I watched the whole thing and I'm like,
okay, tell them what it was.
How do I even explain it? Because I was like just watching it like, wait, is this real? Like, is this woman really like doing this?
Let me tell you what the caption said and then you tell what the video was. The caption said something like, when you're too lazy to go to the store to buy paper.
Stop.
That's what it
said. So this woman, like, I don't even know what she was doing because it didn't even make sense in my brain. But like drying out flowers and then like, I don't even know, but she made this like notebook out of like things that
she
are
literally
made.
She said in the video, you know, my kids went into color and we ran out of paper. So what I did I ripped up this box, this cardboard box. Then she's soaking the pulp. Then she's putting in flowers. And she's adding essential oils and she's making paper. She's like, then I laid it outside to dry. It was a nice sunny day. So it didn't even take too long.
Oh my God. And you're doing her voice perfectly. I was waiting. I mean, that was so good.
She melted down her own wax and
dyed
it.
But it was like a special dye. It wasn't like a real dye. It was like a safe, red.
She was
dye
probably
40.
Squeezing beets, you know, to
100%
like make the color.
Like shaving it. Like I think she shaved the beet into the crayon mold. I mean, I wish you could have seen my face. I'm like, okay, when's like the bomb gonna come where it's like, haha, just kidding, this is so stupid. And I'm like, she like took yarn and like put it together into a notebook. And I'm like, wow. I'm so fascinated. I can't even like figure out like what day it is, let alone make paper and crayons.
Right, right. Was it just me though? Or did those crayon molds look like penises?
Thank you. Yes. I'm so happy you said that because when you sent me the video and I just saw that like screenshot of it, I'm like, are those dicks?
I know.
Because it very much looked like a bunch of them just lined out on the counter. And I'm like, huh. And I did not think when I clicked on that video that it was going to be about making paper and crayons. I was like, could've this is going to be fun. And then I'm like, oh, this is not fun.
Yeah, you're like, this is going to be fun. And then you're like, I kind of feel bad about myself right now in some way. But I got to say, at least I don't make my kids penis crayons, lady. You know what? At least I don't do that.
You know what? We have to put this on our Instagram now.
We will 100%. If you're not following us on Instagram, follow us at Honest Women Podcast. You know what this makes me think, though, Jess, just to like tie a bow on this whole thing, is that sometimes the discomfort and unhappiness that I have during all the seasons, apparently summer, back to school, all the time, is that I'm comparing myself to these things I see on the fucking internet that are so different than my experience. I mean, what have you seen around summer on the internet?
Well, I mean, this is part of the problem. And even when we're talking about private school, public school, all of this is that we've romanticized so many things. And I truly think at the end of the day, it's all like this, you know, we're externally searching for something. If I just, my kids were here, or I was making penis crayons, or I was doing this, I would be happy. And my kids would be happy, and we would flourish in life, and they would never need therapy.
Right.
And at the end of the day, like, it's not true. Like, it's just not true. You can make as many penis crayons as you want, and they still might need therapy.
They're 100% going to need therapy.
100%.
If you make them penis crayons. There's just no way.
100%.
There's just no way. You know, it's the bucket list. It's the enjoy every moment. It's the you only have 18 summers with them. Not true. They don't
incorrect.
Disintegrate they don't, like, after 18 summers. Your kids are still going to be around.
I hope I have 60 to 70 summers with them. Like, I hope I have a lot of summers with them. It's not the end of the world. And that bucket list, my gosh, the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
It's all too much.
And then around this time, it's the back to school content, and it's the make your perfect back to school wardrobe, capsule wardrobe, and here's how to pack the perfect school lunch. And I'm hyperventilating and I feel like I fail. And all of that stuff also looks miserable. So like, I can't even square this up in my mind.
Mm-mm.
But I think so often our suffering is just exacerbated by these expectations that we have that are totally unrealistic.
Absolutely agree.
I think if we're going to enjoy the very last bits of the summer, if we're going to send our children off to school and feel just so, so good about it, maybe we all take a pledge, shut down the Instagram.
Well,
get real simple.
After you follow us, though.
Follow us. We will make you feel good.
Only
just check our page.
Just only look at us.
Right.
Nobody else. Unfollow everybody else. Just us.
Just us. Only this. And then, like, lower the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Lower the bar. Make it easier. Acknowledge that it's hard. There's nothing, there's no amount of penis crayon making that you can do. There's no amount of perfect bento boxing that you can do that's going to make this transition easier.
Mm-mm.
And enjoy to the extent that you can.
All right. So before we wrap up the episode today, we clearly have talked about what we're not liking, what we're hating. Let's talk about something we're loving right now. Is there anything going on? It's not Team Snap. I know that. So
it's
what are you
Snap.
Loving right now?
Okay, here's what I'm loving. And I want everyone listening who's got really little kids to just take this, put it in your pocket. There will be a day like there is for us right now where your kids are old enough to do fun things. We have just passed this bar where my youngest child is old enough that we can go tubing as a family. We haven't gone yet, and I am romanticizing, but I think it's going to be a beautiful day, like floating down the river, just enjoying, and I'm loving that. I'm loving all the things that I can do with my kids that are fun, even if they're also shenanigans. How about you?
I love that. Okay, so right now what I am loving is I only have one child this week. I have a kiddo who's at sleepaway camp, and I am loving, I'm about ready to be done with being just the one kid. I want my other one home. But I have actually just loved these past few days of just having the one and having just that one-on-one time that you just don't get as they get older. We're running around everywhere. And so, you know, we were snuggled up in bed, me and my husband and my youngest, watching a movie. And it was just, I truly, it was like my heart. I had to push the guilt away, right? That I'm like, but it's not about not wanting my other one there. It was about just embracing this time with just my youngest snuggled up on me, all nuzzled in, and dad on the other side. And I mean, truly, there's so few days like that that we will get. And I am just loving it right now.
I love that too.
All right. So that's like a warm and fuzzy at the end. So make sure, my friends, you are following the show and that you've hit that little follow or subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcast. This Thursday, we're switching it up a little bit. And I tell you, this is, I mean, Andrea has heart palpitations as I'm talking about it.
Literally, you guys, starting to sweat.
It's hot. It is like the hottest hot of the hot, because we are going to be talking about a very, very hot topic, and you don't want to miss it.
That's it for today's Honest Conversation. But don't be sad. Didn't you hear? We'll be here for you, speaking some truth and feeling some feels every Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure to follow the show so you don't miss a thing. If you love what you heard here today, we would love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a review. It helps new listeners to find the show. We truly believe that these conversations are best when they're carried out into your real life. So share this episode with a friend and check out the show notes for more ways to connect with us outside of the show. Until next time, thank you for listening to Honest Women.